traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And the very next thing I saw was Mr. Beast added Logan Paul. And my mind went, Logan Paul? YouTuber's number one storytime animator, Logan Paul, recently came out as a flat earther, Logan Paul? That Logan Paul? But then Logan Paul left because he's a coward. So in the group chat,
what the f***, bro? What's good?
Well, why did you leave?
I'm glad you asked. There's a story behind that.
I mean, you gotta be lonely to just be willing to just go over and suck a dick at any fucking moment. Dude.
She's wanted me to talk about her on this podcast, but I think you just did it.
Oh, well, there you go. You've been waiting for that moment for a long, long, long time.
Welcome back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
To Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. That's facts. Why the fuck? Why would I lie about that? Approaching 2 million subscribers. That's super cool. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you want to listen on Spotify and iTunes, do that too, man. Download it. Listen on a commute. Relax for a second hour. Subscribe to the Impulsive Clips channel if you don't have time for this channel. But we're putting out a bunch of shit. It's good.
I was just going to say, we just hit 2 million subscribers when this show's out.
That's not true.
You don't think we'll hit it by the time this one comes out?
I mean, let's all
right. What are we at? What are we at right now?
1.27?
1.97? So what do we need? 30 racks?
Yeah, 30,000.
30K?
Listen, hit the button. I'm not going to sit here my whole life and tell you to do it and not expect some results.
Nah, we're at it for this one, I'm telling you.
All right, so what's really good? Like, I need an excuse to pierce my next nipple or what?
I don't know how to respond to that. Do you need an excuse to pierce your next nipple?
I didn't want to. Like I said, but look, I did the one, and not like it. Although it's turning purple and it's most definitely going to get infected, I might need to do the other just for some symmetry reasons.
Has there been any like female point of view up close?
Dude, the chicks love it. Is there something with nipple piercings? Like is that why rock stars do it? Probably, right? I can't go down the tattoo route because Jake did that. And if I got tattoos, I'd just be Jake.
But nothing wrong with that.
Being Jake?
Yeah.
Well, it got to be me. So there's probably that's
wrong
with it.
Oh, you want to actually be the same person that you are, is what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, by the way, this episode's animated. If you haven't. Oh, wait, no, it's not. But now it is. We're going to start now as I bring in the guest, who is, I think, in my opinion, the number one animator on YouTube. So, guys, our guest today has almost 3 billion views. He is one of YouTube's most popular animators. Taking some of his everyday thoughts and creating animated stories that rack up views 20 million, 26 million, 28 million, and that's just the last 3. Here to share how and why he does it, the creator of The Odd Ones Out, James Rallison. James.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on Impulsive.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, bro. So we're animated right now, so they actually cannot see you.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But why? You're a good-looking guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course, bro. You've done face reveals, I'm sure.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
So if we wanted to show your face at this exact moment in time, mm-hmm. we could go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. So on 3, we're exiting the animation on 3, 2, 1. It's James in real life.
Sorry. His face has a hand in front of it.
I was just itching. There was some itch there.
Dude, I am fascinated. I am fascinated by your channel.
Thanks.
Dude.
Same for your channel, Logan.
Well, I wanted to bring that up. So, I mean, I hate to do this to you, bro, but my producer suggested it, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm going to do, right?
You're going to play some of my videos?
Yeah. just a clip from one video that has, by the way, 31 million views. Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
There we go.
I know where this is going.
So I replied to the tweet,
"I can make it."
Then I got added to a group chat with 6 other YouTubers, so I wrote, "Hello, competition." And the very next thing I saw was MrBeast added Logan Paul. And my mind went, Logan Paul? YouTuber's number one storytime animator, Logan Paul, recently came out as a flat earther, Logan Paul? That Logan Paul? But then Logan Paul left because he's a coward. So in the group chat,
what the fuck, bro? What's good?
Well, why did you leave?
I'm glad you asked. There's a story behind that.
Oh, you should make a video about it. A story time video.
That's your apology. Wow, that's your format. And I'll make an apology video about it. Uh-huh. Mr. Beast said, "Listen, dude, our sponsor does not want you in this competition." I was like, "What?"
I remember.
I'm just a dude. I want to have fun and play softball, airsoft, ball paint with the guys. Mm-hmm. And he said, "No, I'm sorry, bro. You
kicked off the team.
I got kicked off." He goes, "But I'll tell you what. This is why Mr. Beast is a good guy. I'll do your podcast in exchange for me blue balling you."
Uh-huh.
And he came on.
Oh, that's fun.
Did you end up doing the airsoft?
Yeah, I did. Oh, did you not see the rest of the video?
He's like, "I watched only the part that was about me, but that part was great."
There's a lot more to the video. My team actually won the competition.
No way.
Yeah.
What did you win the?
Well,
there's
two games. Yeah, there's two games. Each winner got 100,000, and my team won the first game.
Who else was on your team?
So my team was me, Anthony Padilla, and Jaden Animations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Jaden actually fired the winning shot that
no way.
Got us to win. Yeah, it was great.
Are you good at airsoft?
Apparently, I'm better than all the other gamer boys out there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't think that. In the video, we talk about how we weren't expecting to win. We just wanted enough screen time because there was like 40 other YouTubers there.
For sure.
And we knew that if you weren't interesting or entertaining, you wouldn't make it onto the video. And it's like, I spent a whole day out here. I want to get in a Mr. Beast video.
You want your screen time. Yeah,
exactly. And so we just wanted to just be a part of the team, basically.
Yeah.
But then we ended up winning, which was very surprising. So
did you split the money three ways?
Yep. Yeah.
Mr. Beast actually pays the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
It was.
Good job, Jimmy.
Yeah. There was like a week where it's like it felt weird being like, "So, Mr. Beast, where's my $33,333?"
For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. I semi went through that with. Did you see the Challenger Games?
Which one?
A second. You're telling me you didn't see the Challenger? How could you miss one of the most pivotal sporting events history?
Oh, you're talking about the boxing match.
No, yes. No. Oh, wait, no, maybe not.
I want to talk about the boxing match,
Track and field.
Did you see it?
Oh, the one where you had like your hamstring
broken? I
pulled
my hamstring, yeah.
And it was all red and gross.
Disgusting.
And you posted a picture on Twitter of like you in a weird like
purple
angel
leg.
Shot. Yeah. It was disgusting. Is it better?
It's better now. Okay, thanks to Sports Rehab LA. Pat, I'll be seeing you soon.
And your invoice is on the way as well.
But the reason I ask is because the Challenger Games, my narrative was like somewhat similar to Mr. Beast. It was like, I bet $100,000 I'm the fastest man on the planet, right? So when I pull my hamstring, it turns out that I don't know how to say this. I'm not the fastest man on the planet. I didn't know how to tell the people that did win that the $100,000 was not given to each winner, but rather the collective. If you won, you got to donate $5,000 to a charity of your choice, and there were a collective 20 winner or like 13 winners and some money left over. So
it was split 13 ways.
Yeah, but I worded it in a way that could have been semi deceiving. So it's good to hear that Mr. Beast has much more integrity than I have.
Good job, Jimmy.
That's good. So yeah, bro, you're 22 years old.
I'm 23 actually.
Congratulations!
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
When was your birthday?
May 14th. It's coming up.
Oh, so you're gonna be 24 in May.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the years are fucking flying by.
Have you always been into animation? Like, I'm on your page here. You got 14 million subscribers, animation galore.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was basically my bread and butter. I started out on the internet with web comics. That was like my true passion,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I got a tablet for my 16th birthday, a little Bamboo Create. I started this Tumblr account called The Odd Ones Out.
Yep.
The odd ONES was already taken, so I went with The Odd Number Ones Out, which is why it's still
Do you feel like the odd one out? Was there some sort of corollary there to who you are?
So the comic, this is going to be a very disappointing answer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The comic had a bunch of characters, and I wanted those characters to be the crazy ones, the wacky ones, kind of like a family circus vibe.
Okay.
And so I called them the odd ones out, but then I abandoned those characters and went with a more bubble character design. So the very first thing that I did on the internet, I didn't have these bubble characters. You can like look at these old comics. They're still up on Tumblr of like these characters with hair and personality and clothes. But then
you went with this like ultra relatable.
Yeah, just super simplistic. I took multiple steps back. Have you seen this song? Have you listened
this
to
song?
It?
No, should I turn up the volume? I'd like to.
It's my most viewed video. Gonna take a shower, brush my teeth, and life is ultimately meaningless. But I'll get out of the house. Get on the road, top down, hands out. My favorite song and nod to the rhythm. The planet's being destroyed by your carbon emissions. But I'll head to class. Drum it fast on every test till I pass. And my grades are screaming in my face. You're a rock star animator.
Wait, who's that guy? Who's that little guy?
The other person, the pessimistic British person, is a friend of mine. His name is Dave. He has a YouTube channel called Boy in a Band.
Nice.
He did a very popular video called "Don't Stay in School." He's really good with music, and me and him, we just collabed. He knows a lot about like sound design and mixing and everything. So we just wrote this song together about a happy person just going about their life, and then a sad pessimistic person like having some negative twist.
Yeah.
And so like the whole song is just like that.
Is that the internet in a microcosm?
A little bit.
Like, I see it, and I see like all these happy people, and I just see who's winning. Who's winning right now?
On the internet, it really depends on what circle you're a part of
or what platform.
I hope that the positive.
Are you in the healthy circle?
I think so. Yeah. No, it's there's. You know, doing YouTube for as long as I've done, there's ups and downs, but you know, you learn how to get through it, I guess. You like schedule things out, be more organized, get a team of people to help alleviate some of the stress, and then you know, you just it becomes part of your routine.
What is an example of a down you've had? Because I imagine, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but is there like sanctity in being anonymous?
I'm not really anonymous, I'd say. I only upload once a month. So there is a little sanctity in like not having to worry about like, oh, I have to upload every single day or every week for that matter. There's just a bunch of parts, a lot of times where I just feel burned out because animation is a very tedious job. It's something I like doing, but just waking up, animating all day, only stopping for lunch and pee and just animating until you fall asleep. Like I thought that was, you know, I thought that was healthy. I thought that was hardworking and everything, but
that's called toxic hustle.
Toxic.
Did you fall into the trap?
What's the trap?
Of becoming a toxic hustler.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like wait, like also working on weekends too.
Eesh.
Just I would overwork myself.
But what happened as a result of it? Like, did you see like some sort of, maybe not catastrophic, but some sort of downfall, in your personal health or anything?
Yeah, definitely like personal health and also having that, what's it called? When you hang out with friends, being around other people.
Friendship?
Yeah, that stuff.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, we know a little bit about that.
Yeah. I definitely saw like a dip in like personal life and everything. But I just remember, this is a little sad, but I just remember like looking in the mirror one night and I just like was looking at myself being like, is this what you want? Is this what you're doing right now? You're just overworking yourself. And so that was probably a low point. You know, thankfully I like drawing. So every time, if I just take a break from drawing, I'll be like, oh, I haven't drawn in a long time. So I have to, you know, go back, but, I'm at a good spot right now. I have these two artists that come over and they come to my house from 9 to 5 every weekday, and we just all work under the same roof.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
That's good. Because you could easily fall into like a animator trap where you're just stuck in a room drawing all
Especially
the time.
Just being a YouTuber, since you're your own boss there's always that thought in the back of your mind, I could be working, I could be editing videos or doing more and stuff.
Maybe you find comfort in knowing this, or maybe you already know this, but like that moment, that look in the mirror moment, every YouTuber on the planet either has or will experience that.
Yeah.
And it's not even just YouTuber.
I was going to say everyone. Yeah, everyone's
like, you just look in the mirror and you're like, is what I'm doing at this point in my life, even if it's something where the payoff is great and you mm-hmm. love doing it, mm-hmm. You can become quite literally too immersed in the thing, in your passion. And then mm-hmm. you start to question everything, and that's where yeah. the toxic hustle mentality can really hurt you. But mm-hmm. It's cool that you're in a good spot now, and I didn't know that you had a team around, yeah. correct?
Well, that's kind of fun that you paused it right here, because those people in the background are part of the team.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, cool. So, all right, who we got?
So on the very right, that's Toon C. No, that's left.
Well, you're going back. What you got?
On the very, these are all people that helped yeah. work on the video. This okay. isn't even all of them. On the very left, that's Toon C, who was a background animator. She doesn't work for me anymore. And then there's Anti-Darkheart, who is another background
got
animator. The right over the guy in the yellow hat is Rush Light Invader. He's also a YouTuber. He's worked with me a really long time. He's kind of just like a freelance animator.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'll give him like, hey, can you animate like a Cthulhu, just doing this for a part of the video.
What's Cthulhu?
He's this like giant sea monster.
Okay.
That was just the first example I could think of, because that's
you.
Part of the next
video.
Okay.
Got it.
Or I'm like, oh, hey, can you he's more of like a freelance on the job, like, hey, animate certain sections,
yeah.
part of it, more frame by frame. And then that is PJ, who colors and draws some of the assets.
Are these people on part-time salary, I would assume?
I just pay people hourly.
Okay. Okay.
It's like yeah. freelance.
And, yeah, and then how long does it take to churn out a video that, you know, each one of these videos is getting between 20 to 30 million mm-hmm. views once a month?
Yeah. I post about once a month.
Yeah.
Which is from like when I start writing, then I record the audio, then I send it off to storyboarders, and then
that's insane.
Go from there. Yeah.
It's always the same process. Pretty much.
I try to juggle two videos at once. So
ooh.
Yeah, right now, like the storyboarders are already storyboarding the next video. I'm finishing up the video that I'm working on. When we're recording this, it's been about a month since I uploaded. So the next video is coming out pretty soon.
Wait, I thought I just saw a video you posted like 2 days ago.
Oh, that was a book announcement video. That one doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay. What's your concepting look like, what's your inspiration for being a cartoonist in general? What did you watch when you were a young
massive question?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What kind of cartoons were you watching?
Well, so my parents didn't have cable, so I used to watch this program called PBS Kids.
Oh yeah,
of course.
You guys ever seen? Yeah, so there's like
public broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
The main kid sort of maybe resembles your guy. What's his name?
His name?
Yeah, does he have a?
I call them Oddlings.
Oddlings. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
I don't think that's the canon name, like, or anything, but I guess since I'm the one that said it's Oddlings, yeah. I guess it's canon.
Cool.
some of my inspirations, I don't know, I really liked comics, actually.
Okay.
So my again, my parents had a rule where we were only allowed to go on the computer for how long we read for. So if we read for 30
wow.
minutes, if we read for 30 minutes, we were only allowed on the computer for 30 minutes. And so I didn't like reading, but I would love reading comics. So
that's
like
a great strategy.
Yeah, like Garfield, Calvin and the Hobbes, Far Side.
Do you think it is? Like, are you going to have your kids do that?
Mm.
Seems a bit excessive in my opinion.
It is a little excessive. I definitely will. You know how some parents just hand their kids like YouTube and just like, deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Mm. I'll make sure that I'll give them some recommendations of what channels they can watch.
And which I hope to God will not be my channel. My channel, Jake channel.
Not until they're at least 18 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah.
I like the guys in the background, by the way.
Oh,
those guys are cool. They seem to be having a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't watch SpongeBob or,
you know, whenever I was at friends' houses, I would, but
I really like SpongeBob. You know, I really do. I want to say something now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's girlfriend Lana, she likes fish, and she had a betta fish that she had for a very long time, like a month, 2 months. She became very connected to this fish, and Mike was telling me that she dressed her aquarium for the fish with little SpongeBob trinkets.
Yeah,
Squidward's house, mm-hmm. SpongeBob house, the Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab,
and then I hate to say it, but the fish died.
A lot of them died.
Well,
that is a big kill off.
Yeah,
and we found out there's like a 18 a list of 18 reasons why your fish may have died.
Yep.
And number 17 is they poor, don't like, they don't like the decoration.
Yeah. Poor decor choice. They're,
all right, yeah.
So where I'm going with this is, essentially the fish didn't like SpongeBob. So my mm-hmm. question was, did the fish deserve to die?
Do you think they had a choice? Do you think they're like, ugh, it's SpongeBob, gross?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, like, the specific television interests that
fish have. I mean, they always seem like more of like Rugrats or like Rocko's mm-hmm, Modern mm-hmm. Life fish.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't watch more animation. Like cartoons and
no comics? Family Guy or any of that shit.
No, that was not allowed in my
wait,
family.
Wait, no, what about
I just
now?
I just saw a part of this video. I think where like there's a Family Guy.
Oh yeah, no, that's just like a little meme. No, you were thinking of the Family Guy face that was in the Mr. Beast video.
No,
that's just like a little meme. Okay. I always put in little Easter eggs in my videos because
I was gonna ask about those.
Oh yeah,
I imagine there's plenty, tons.
Like all those people who worked on the video, that's yep. technically an Easter egg, yep. I guess. Yeah, because because animation, you have to draw everything, right? Yep. And so if there's like a board with like a bunch of paper on it, and you have to, you know, to for like the newest video, it's about crazy people. So there's a lot of like boards with red strings and newspaper clippings and stuff. And so I'm drawing that, and I just put in all these little Easter eggs cool. because you know it's you're really not going to see it unless you pause.
I hope I'm not in it. Tell me not. You said crazy people. I was like, fuck. No. Mike's mom thinks I'm weird.
Oh, I mean, I've only just met you today.
I think we're all weird.
I'm weird.
It's true.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So the crazy people that I was talking about. So when I'm drawing on YouTube, when I'm like making videos, I'm sitting at my desk just, I instead of listening to podcasts or music or audiobooks, I'll find these channels that just talk about really crazy stuff, like nice. Being abducted by aliens. They talk about why the government is all lizard people. Or
did you call it surrealism? Or?
It's a little. What are you up to?
Yeah, he does that. He does it every single episode.
I want
actually.
Someone who watches Impulsive to track the exact moment in each episode where I turn my chair around.
Because every single episode,
it's like 9 minutes and 30 seconds on the dot each one. But okay. So you watch people who got abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got abducted by aliens.
Well, I did, and I just watched people who
is that
did.
A goal of yours?
If I get abducted by aliens, then I'll be like, shoot, I'm one of the crazy people. Huh. That's what I would
what
say.
If you actually get abducted by aliens?
I don't know. I would. There would be a lot of things that I would think it was before I would think, oh, I got abducted. I would think, oh, I'm getting pranked by my friend Logan Paul if I got abducted by aliens.
Who spent billions of dollars on this spacecraft. Yeah.
Or having a prostate exam. Because the first thing they do, every single alien, is
they probe,
anal
probe you. They
it's
probe
guaranteed 100%. It's
But if I kept going happen. Like, is this Logan? And the aliens just were like, meet Morp. And I was like, oh, man, that's... This is really intense.
Yeah.
Just like the more I'd think about it, then it's aliens, then I guess I'd want to be abducted by aliens.
Look, we all get our inspiration from different places. I like that you're listening to these off breed channels.
Mm-hmm.
So what other kind of like weird things are you? And by the way, where do you find this stuff? Do you get caught in like the YouTube hole?
Yeah, uh-huh. There's like a handful of channels that I just go back to every so often. Just how are they doing? And I just, it's really good background noise because a lot of times it's just them in their room talking about their experience. And, you know, I'm not looking at their screens, just a little weird version of ASMR for me. And I'm just drawing my little character. And they're like, oh, so the green aliens, they're not as nice as the Pleiadians.
No
it
way.
Just, and it just hits your brain and makes
and
you.
And it just, for some reason, just the thought like, wow, these people exist. And we're both humans. And just their worldview is so different than mine. Like, it's fascinating.
It is. Mm-hmm. But does it make you paranoid?
Do I...
Like, are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, I'm not really.
You just are fascinated by conspiracy theorists and
pretty
believers.
Much, yeah.
So am I.
So do you think the Earth is flat?
Is this a loaded question?
No, I just want to know. Like, what
no, no, I don't think they're this flat. But I know that you kind of have an experience with that, Logan. So actually, I watched your documentary.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. So you know I don't think they're this flat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Absolute morons.
I remember in the video, like in the bottom right corner, I was like, that's just a joke.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was an entertaining fake documentary.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, we...
that was a fun one.
Did you hear about the... Mad Mike Hughes, he was the one guy in our video. He crashed his homemade rocket in a perished recently. So
oh no, that's not good.
Once again, rest in peace, Mad Mike Hughes.
Are you an introvert?
Oh, like all animators are introverts.
Yeah,
it takes a very specific kind of person to want to sit at home and draw for 8 hours a day. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. In class, was there ever any kid that was the art kid?
Yeah, and in every grade of school, there was the art kid, and I think he would always get made fun of by people, and then I didn't realize till after that he was actually probably the coolest kid in the fucking class, but no one realized it, and now he's making millions of dollars making little white fluffy people on YouTube.
Yeah, we're all friends now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys got like a little squad. Like, you guys got a little squad, and you also like own Reddit. Like you guys just all band together. Like, yo, we could bury you right now. Your small business will perish as a result of our art band. Like, we could downvote you into non-existence.
How did you manage to translate your following so well across social media?
Oh boy.
Like, this is your Instagram. You have 2.3 million followers and you're getting 10 to 12% engagement, which is amazing, which is incredible for a creator.
Thank you.
And I guess I just want to know, because I'm fascinated being a personality and like a face. I'm fascinated how you can go from this character to a very successful multi-platform business.
So what are you asking for?
How'd you do it? Do you plug your Instagram?
Oh yeah,
your engagement's amazing.
I guess I always just plug it at the end of videos. It's funny that you're bringing up Instagram because I'm a lot more active on Twitter. But
I love Twitter
like,
so much.
I have like half as many followers on Twitter than Instagram. If you're asking like, oh, how do you do Instagram? I have no idea because I just post pictures of my dog on my Instagram.
Really?
Twitter's the shit, dude.
This is
Jack might get replaced.
He's stepping down, right? Or
no, he's getting replaced.
He's getting outed. Ousted.
The new investors of Twitter are like,
want
him out.
I mean, he's very liberal. Yeah.
Is he getting canceled?
Jack got canceled. What'd he do?
But Twitter, I just post like dumb jokes. Like, I didn't like my hair at first, but now it's growing.
Amazing.
On me.
You've mastered it.
I got one for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple for you.
Okay, hit me.
Do you have a seatbelt? Put that shit on. A fire truck is actually a water truck.
Think about it.
Nice. Cigarette companies kill their best customers.
Mm-hmm.
Condom companies kill their future customers.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
This is my favorite one. If you take the filter out of a vacuum and you give it a good scrub, you become the vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum. Nice. Have you ever heard of shower thoughts? Oh.
That's it. Sorry. Nice. Also, every time I made eye contact with that camera, I can't help but notice how fucking lopsided this wide angle is.
It makes
Andre, can you shoot? This thing is like this.
I'm uphill, right, for the viewers. I'm uphill. Also, another question. Why is Andre so far back on this one? Doesn't it feel like he's just buried in the back there?
Yeah, he's usually a lot closer in these things.
Yeah. Yo, you've mastered the 1 to 2 line tweet. Yeah. It is so powerful, and it is the biggest engagement driver. The queen of it, I hate to say it, Alyssa Violet.
Violet. She's so good.
The 1 to 2 line tweet, dude, and they blow up. Every one of them's got 50, 60,000 likes on it. She's good at it.
In the space at all, if I were to fling out some names, like, would you know them?
Give me an example. Oh, I guess vloggers? Do you ask if I watch vlogging? Because no, I don't.
Like
I know of David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Haven't really seen his stuff.
That's
I'm sure he's a nice person. He's very popular at VidCon. So that's
okay. So you're not really consuming that much. Which I think
you
is
watch Peace.
Is that a video game person?
No, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Oh, Mr. Beast. Yeah, I thought you said Peace.
No,
yeah, no, of course I watch Mr. Beast. Yeah, Jimmy's nice.
So you watch all his stuff. So you like all of it. Okay.
Doing how are you making the majority of your money? Is it AdSense?
Pretty much, yeah. That and merch sales. We have a bunch of stuff in retail as of recent.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Do I go to GameStop or Target? Yeah, it's
no fucking way.
Yeah.
Is it a plush toy?
Yeah. Do you see that picture?
That makes sense. I really probably could have just looked at the screen.
How's it selling,
dude?
And also, good. What's that? What's that profit look like? You don't have to give an exact number.
The retail stores always do better than like online stuff because it's just a lot more convenient and people are like, oh, they're like in Target and they just see your stuff, so they just put in their cart.
I guess I just mean like how much do you actually get off of it?
Like percentage wise?
Yeah. You don't have to give an exact number. I'm just curious.
I don't know the exact. Because I'm a very bad business person. I just want to drop
in the club, bro. Yeah. The worst.
No. I have like a manager person. Okay. His name's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Shout out to Paul. I know
your struggles, Paul.
And
I love this.
I should have brought some.
You should have.
That is dope.
Because I want one. I was going to ask about the university.
How close is GameStop from here?
Can we get a reset button? Get that USB stick you have to stick into his back when he shorts out.
Universality?
Bestiality.
No,
universality. Yeah, it's pretty bestiality. I don't know if you've seen pictures of my dog, but...
It's a good-looking dog. I was going to say the universal nature of this, mm-hmm. of your character,
mm-hmm.
I think... Because even if I don't know you, dude, mm-hmm. and know your channel, I could be mm-hmm. walking through GameStop and be like, oh, this is cool.
Thanks.
Did you take any inspiration from Hello Kitty?
No. I
asked for a reason.
there was one person I kind of took a little bit of inspiration from more than others.
Alyssa.
there is this old comic person called Loading Artist.
Okay.
His character design is like white skin. He has like little stick arms, and so I just turned his little sticker arms.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. So you've probably seen some of his stuff.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, so like I said, I started out with comics, and there were a lot of web comics that I would read, and I would want to do basically. And so it was interesting because I was spending a lot of time making the comics with like the people and the characters, but like no one was reading them and I kind of got demotivated. So I just was like, no one cares about these characters. I'm just going to take multiple steps back and just make a very simplistic character design, just like a white bubble person, no name. It's just going to be like a human.
I have two questions.
All right.
Two tangents.
Okay.
That you spiked my brain. One. So it looks like your character, mm-hmm. you took this character, put like a bike pump in him and just like made him fluffy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, what's that? Big Hero 6?
Yeah. Like Baymax.
So the reason I asked about Hello Kitty is because I believe this is true. Fact check me.
Oh shit.
Do you know why Hello Kitty is so popular? Which by the way, I think is top three toys in the world globally.
Is it because it's so recognizable or?
But
cute?
Why?
Is it simple?
Close.
Cute.
It's a cat.
It got no nose.
can't get coronavirus.
It got no nose.
Got
nice.
No nose.
So can't get coronavirus.
Nice, nice, smart.
Other characters don't have. What's the top two most sold toys?
Let's find out. How would I say this? Top two most.
Top two.
Top two most sold toys.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
ever.
The way you said it.
Top 15 best-selling toys in history. Cause do you have a goal? Are you trying to like?
Oh, Mr. Potato
Head. Of course,
Head.
Oh, he has
Barbie.
Noises.
Barbie makes sense.
This
the
is,
yo-yo.
No, no, we're in no
easy bake oven.
This ain't right.
Yeah, but who didn't have one of these growing up? Radio Flower.
This ain't right. This is wrong.
All right, let me look at what is Hello Kitty so popular.
I didn't know Hello Kitty didn't have a nose. If you asked me to draw Hello Kitty, I probably would have put a nose.
Sorry,
on it.
You said it's because she doesn't have a nose.
Sorry, mouth. Oh, mouth.
Oh, God, cancel this fucking kid.
It's still still basically because she can't get coronavirus. Also, she can't talk shit.
she's always positive.
She got no mouth.
She's always positive.
Yeah, she's got no mouth. No expression.
Exactly. So
shout out Maggie.
All right, my second question that actually probably you could provide value, fix my shit podcast. that you said you were getting demotivated. Because because your work wasn't getting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was like back when I was first starting. Yeah.
Okay, so I also feel like that's a common moment for creators where mm-hmm. it's like, yo, I've been working really hard. Mm-hmm. I think my stuff is good, but it's not catching.
No, right?
no tug on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You had a reset phase where you reevaluated mm-hmm. everything. How important is that moment, even though you may have put your life and soul into that first bout, mm-hmm. that first attempt to mm-hmm. try to make it?
How important is the reset?
Yeah.
I would say super important. I think it's, you know, it's always good to self-reflect, like what you said. It's is a weird position because I always tell people that, like, don't make content because you want to be the next big thing.
For sure.
You want to make content because you like making content. I don't know how I got this pen. It just appeared in my hand.
That's amazing.
How did he do it?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it was... Anyway, so I always tell people, like, make content because you enjoy making it. And I think for me, when I did that reset, I think I started making content more for myself, I guess, more for the fun of it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Your platforms became almost like a resume of your work that you were proud of,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I always tried to, for any creator listening to this, I always put that in the back of my head that I'm making the stuff for me because I like doing it. Mm-hmm. And if people happen to enjoy consuming as well, that's
exactly.
double whammy. It's
exactly.
great.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise you can get caught in this loop where if you're only making things for someone else, you're, mm-hmm. there's no fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
you're fucking empty.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I asked about that reset is actually, I think this is an important story for any young kids in high school. I had this class called Design Squad. And we had to, it was really cool. We had uh-huh. to make these contraptions and get a task accomplished. And project, I spent, probably had a month to do it. I spent 3.5 weeks trying to get my contraption, my apparatus to work.
To go from A to Z.
You're supposed to set off a mousetrap with a limited amount of materials.
Okay.
Like newspaper, some clay, and some like sticks.
So it's
how
like
come
a
you
Ruth
never
Gold-
told us this? Yeah. What? How come you never yeah. told us? It's a Ruth Goldberg machine.
Yeah.
Which you're obsessed with, oh. and I was never able to trace back the...
Oh, my God. I can't believe we just discovered this.
What the hell, bro?
That's definitely why.
I know you have a lot of deep secrets, but God dang, bro. We've been talking about Ruth Goldberg.
Well, here's Goldstein? Why. Here's why.
Goldberg?
I think it's Rube Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg.
Rubik's Cubes.
Rubik's Cubes. Here's why. 3.5 weeks in, I couldn't get it to work. So maybe I'm fascinated with the ones that do work. Point is, I could never get it to work, and before it was too late, I could not restart and start from scratch, and I fucked myself. I got an F on the project. It was the only class in high school that I did not get an A on.
Oof.
4 years of high school. He gave me a B because I got a 0 out of 70 because my pride was too big, and I did not want to restart on the project when I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, shout out Mr. Purdy. Yes.
From Roy Purdy. Shout out Roy Purdy.
He gave us a 70-point bonus exam pretty much just for me because my parents met with him. And they were like, yo, if you don't fucking do this, my kid's not going to be able to go to college for free, and we're fucked if that doesn't happen. Shout out Mr. Purdy for making those 70 points possible. Launched a rocket.
Even more dark bonus secrets. Points.
Don't be afraid to restart. That's what I'm saying.
Don't be afraid to restart.
Reevaluate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But also, do you wish that you had... Do you wish that you could change anything? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Somebody asked me this on Twitter today. They're like, yo, you went through a horrible part of life and a dark period of life. Would you change it? And I said, I wouldn't change anything. Not a single fucking thing, because to be where you are right now is reliant on everything that happened to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know if one little tweak in your timeline could put you in a completely different spot. You could be the background animator for...
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Dark Matter. What's his name again?
It's Anti-Darkheart.
Anti-Darkheart.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be hit. Like, if you just have one little butterfly effect, one little tweak could just throw your whole fucking road off.
But,
so,
but what if there was a butterfly effect that put you up higher?
It's a great question. It's a great question. I guess
next president of the United States. Yeah, you'll never know.
You'll never know. But I like to think that
you're in a happy spot right now, right?
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love where I'm at. I think you would probably say the same, and I'm sure you would say the same, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean right now, sitting backwards in a chair.
With a nipple piercing.
Oh.
He loves his nipple piercing.
What bet did you lose to get that again?
You say it.
Oh, we raced down a carnival slide. You know carnival slides, the ones that go, and you're in a potato sack?
Oh, fun.
He lost to me and our friend Evan, who Evan shouldn't have came in second place because he has less mass.
Logan, how much of your vlogs, how much of that is scripted and how much of it is impulsive?
Hey, I got to reach across for that.
Fuck yes.
Hey,
absolutely.
Can I ask you a question? Where did you get this blown up picture of Kong's funeral?
Hold on.
My dog.
That's why I pulled it up because I'm just gonna say it. Why did you make a monument out of my dead dog?
can you go forward a couple of images?
Nope. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Just one more. That's my nephew.
I like this.
Congrats
on the baby, by the way.
And then there, that's my dog.
Oh, he's not dead.
That's my dog, Floof.
And he's alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
Let me shake your hand, brother. Must be nice.
Yeah, Pomeranians are great.
Do not let Floof outside.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Ever.
God.
Ever.
Like, I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but like when I heard the news that you know Kong died, and I just remember thinking like, shoot, that can happen to me.
Dude.
And so like,
dude, you have no idea. Yeah.
Well, they probably won't do it to you just because you're a little too big. But to your dog, absolutely.
But it was just like freaked me out a lot because
for sure.
Because Floof was just this little 15-pound Pomeranian, so vulnerable.
Kong was like 7, dude. Even more. Have people told you like, hey, you're in LA, watch out for coyotes?
I moved to this like neighborhood kind of in the mountains, and that was like one of the first things people said.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you listen to their advice?
Heed their warning.
So people told me loosely. It was like, hey, there's coyotes around here. Not like, yo, they'll eat your dog. There's like, yo, there's coyotes around here. I go, I'm from Ohio. Like, yeah, whatever.
What's a coyote?
What is a coyote?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But I had no idea that they were capable of hopping an 8-foot fence.
Wow.
With spikes at the top.
Look, my fences are smaller than that, dude.
No, they're hungry.
Bro, they hopped my fence, kidnapped him, and left.
And we had to watch it all as an unknowing audience. We saw it on the cameras.
There were people, they were like just leaving my house at night, and they were like, hey, there were just 2 coyotes just walking down the street. And I was like,
yep.
So always coming in packs. Basically, whenever Floof is let outside, I have to like be outside with her.
For sure. Yeah. I highly recommend that.
What's that workout video? He's putting up a fucking.
That was a thing that I did with Arnold Schwarzenegger back.
I'm sorry, what was that now?
Wait for it. Zooms out. There he is.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I call him my merch guy. He's more of my manager. My manager got the
Paul.
Paul. He got this thing set up where I did this. I went to like a strongman tournament with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was this huge charity to like raise money for a bunch of firefighters for like Australia and California and everything. So they like invited me to go to this strongman tournament, and we filmed this little promo video with Arnold and everything. It was a little tough because we filmed it at like 7:30 in the morning at the Santa Monica Beach.
Gold's Gym. You sort of look like his son, Patrick. Anyone ever tell you that?
That's a compliment.
Like,
thanks.
I'm not gonna lie. When I saw you, like this. Yeah. For anyone who knows Pat, this is. I mean,
you close enough for them to call him Pat.
Oh yeah,
Patty. Mm-hmm.
He shoots me texts every now and then. Wish me good luck.
Oh, that's
right. He's a great kid. He's a great kid.
Are you A-list? Would you say? Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Do you go? Like, I know you're an introvert, but like, do you have a girlfriend?
We keep our relationship private. So,
how smart? How long?
Not too long, actually. Only like 5 months.
He goes, so we keep our relationship private. Mike's like, great, what's her middle name?
And if you got a social security number, that'd help too. Do you do any splurge purchases
Spend your money on?
No, not really. Well,
you got a Wraith?
Hey, can you go pull up my Twitter one more time?
Like, media? I don't know where I went.
Yeah.
Alyssa Violet.
I love you, Alyssa. I'm sorry.
Then do media.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just a little bit down.
You won't log in. Yeah. Keep going. Go. Oh, right there.
Right here?
Right. That picture. That's what I spend my money on. this is, it's not like that expensive or anything. There's this anime called My Hero Academia. Have you heard of it? Do you watch anime?
I've heard of it. I don't watch a lot, but that's a pretty popular one.
I love Pokemon.
Right on, right. Who's your favorite Pokemon?
You just had David ask me this,
and you have no idea why. You won't find out for some time.
I said either probably Alakazam or Gengar.
Okay,
like that's good. Gen 1, Gen 2 type.
Yeah.
The next would probably be Steelix.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite?
Mine's Breloom. He's from Gen 3.
Oh my god! Wait.
He's like a little mushroom dude.
Really? Why do I not know this? This was after Ruby Sapphire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was in Ruby Sapphire.
Breloom?
Breloom.
Let me see. How do I spell this?
B-R-E-L-O-O-M.
E-L-O-O-M.
See, it's psilocybin?
What was that?
Psilocybin mushroom?
Oh. Wait, why? Why is this your favorite?
So there's this game called Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Yeah, of course. I played it.
Yeah, you play as a Pokemon, yeah. And you can have Pokemon on your team. And one of the Pokemon that was on my team was a Shroomish. And I was like, whatever. And then it evolved into a Breloom. And he was like such an awesome person on the team. And I was like, this guy's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And so pretty much ever since then, I was like, he's my favorite. I picked him.
I know that feeling. Yeah. Some Pokemon just hits you different.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that was like, that was probably Politoed. I mean, for all you. We're just geeking out, bro. When I say
this is great.
I mean,
no, like just, no, hold on. I'm serious. I like just watching it, dude. And I've always been a fan of Breloom and Arachnophobia. I love Arachnophobia too, bro.
So the things I spend my money on are just stupid stuff. This is my Bakugo shrine. This is a character in an anime.
Who are those dogs in the back?
Oh, those are fan painted. That I just put it up in the
why
bookshelf.
Don't you why did you buy something super nice?
I don't know. Cause I have to pay my artists, I guess. like what sort of nice stuff would I buy?
I mean, I guess, dude, you're just burying bags of cash. Like, let's be honest, dude, you have to pay your artists. Yeah. You probably have like hundreds of thousands just stashed away in a sack made of Breloom, a Breloom sack. I know you do. I know your type. I'm similar.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I never really felt the
need. What are you driving?
A blue Subaru.
I love it. Same car as Riley Reid.
That's incredible.
This is a fun story. When I moved to Los Angeles, I wanted to get a car with a bunch of sensors, and it was advertised as like the safest car. So it has a bunch of sensors on it, and that's why I have it. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, are you pretty safe of a person in general?
Am I safe as a person?
Yeah.
Like, well,
like
I'm not.
You ever put a candle out with your hands?
No, I'm not getting
belts,
like
condoms,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that kind of shit.
I'm not getting nipple piercings just on a whim. I guess compared to you, yeah, I'm a pretty safe person.
Skydiving?
I want to actually, but I haven't.
Eating something that's way too hot, and someone says it's too hot, you eat it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Or like when the waiter says like, "Oh, careful, it's hot," and you're just.
Yeah,
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll make sure.
You ever flush the paper towels in the bathroom? Bathroom says don't flush them. You flush them.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that here at this house.
Yeah.
I'm more of a live on the edge.
As long as you do, you know, the two button flush. Right?
The one where there's. Yeah. What's the deal with that, by the way?
Because we're saving water. It's 2020. What are you saying?
Are there more stories he has?
Dylan, your laptop fell, and I hope it's okay.
Dylan, come on.
You said there's more.
Are there more stories that he has written that he's going to do, but he hasn't done yet?
Classic question.
You probably save your stories for your channel, right?
I guess. Well, the one that I'm working on right now is about conspiracy theories.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about the crazy people that I watch. Not specifically, because I don't want to shout them out and then have a bunch of people like go to their channels.
Oh. You're trying to protect.
Yeah.
So you're watching personalities who are like
pretty much
highly invested in this.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if we know any of them.
You know AJ?
Who's AJ?
Anthony Joshua.
No. I don't want to say his name because I want a lot of people to go to his channel, but he's a big brawlic motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He came on our show once. He thinks Sandy Hook was fake.
Oh, no.
AJ.
No, he's watching some real ass.
No. Yeah.
Is Caitlin Bennett on the list of crazy people you're talking about?
So there's this person I watch. He's like this 50-year-old guy. He uploads every day, and he just like makes these vlogs. He's just like out. I say vlogs, but he's just like walking to CVS. He's going to like restaurants. Yeah. He's like, look at this food that people gave me. Ooh. He'll like go back inside. He'll be like, oh, this fire station, they harass me a bunch. And I'm like, can you elaborate more? Or like there'll be a person walking down the street and he's like, there's an NSA agent. He's there to harass me. And I'm
Whoa.
Just like, yo, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, we used to just call it schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. Now there's a channel on YouTube for it. Like, these people are fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. No. Monetize your
mental illness.
And, like, all their videos get, like, under 1,000 views, but there's still, like, 10 comments of people being like, oh, that's crazy. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
they're cults, bro.
There's
they're
so many, like, levels of, like, how does this person exist, you know?
They would be stoked to know you're watching their channel. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've this is gonna sound bad, but the person I watch, they make artwork. I should probably show it to you at some point. Like, and
show me after.
Okay.
Can I show you now, please?
Like, can we like look it up online or something?
Sure, sure.
Okay, will you cut this out?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So like,
wow, that was fascinating. I'm excited for that video. Yeah. I wish I could have showed you guys, but I can't.
Wait, we're not
preserve the integrity of his channel.
Because if we show it out, then there's just going to be like thousands of people that go to this guy, and then he's going to think that the government is harassing him, and then he's going to delete his channel, and I don't
want
that. Wait,
but you don't think that'll just increase like the coolness of his videos? Like if he's on the run and shit, that'd be dumb. He's like, welcome back to Vlog Thursday. I'm currently on the run from the NSA.
And he's like in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, just in the woods, dude.
That'd be fun.
I have a semi-selfish question for you. You have a book coming out.
Yeah, it's my second book coming out, yeah.
Second book?
Yeah, damn. I should have brought some.
Damn.
What is it about? What was the first one about? Are you self-publishing it? Give me some fucking meat, dude.
Okay, so the book that I made, it's have you ever seen, it's not really like story driven. It's a lot like my YouTube videos, just like in chapter form. I guess this is a little sneak peek for the second book because it's not out yet. Second book comes out March 17th.
Let's go.
And like the very beginning of the book is like introduction, how to pick the right font for your book, and the whole thing is written in Comic
nice.
Sans.
Nice. And so, Comic Sans, a classic.
And so it's like one day you'll be sitting at home and your publisher will send you an email saying that you need to write a book. This isn't a matter of when, this isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so it's a lot more like, I guess, self-aware jokes that can only be done in book form. And then basically I just do more stories and opinions and everything. In the second book, there's a whole chapter about why the robot uprising won't be as bad as everyone thinks it is. So
you don't think it will?
I hope that the robots will take care of us, because I think I can make the argument that robots are better than people. Can I say a joke that got cut from the book?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so in the chapter about the robot uprising, it's a Trump joke, by the way.
Okay,
cool. I love those. Great.
In the chapter about the robot uprising, I'm talking about how robots will be better politicians than people.
Okay,
and then I drew this picture of a robot that was, it had a little toupee and everything, and the robot said, "I just grab him by the ports." And I was like, can I keep that in? And my publishers were like, no, you can't.
Oh no, why not?
Because it's not family friendly, or it's too.
How did that make you feel? To have a publisher, I'm self publishing my book, and I heard that about publishers. They can cut whatever they want. They technically own the story, right?
Yeah, it is like its own hurdle, like working with other people. With my publisher, you know, they want to like make me happy, you know, like they want to.
But that was too far.
Well, the grabbing by the ports thing was like, yeah, it's a little dicey. We don't want to get political here, but I did get the Trump joke in. I had the Trump robot. He just said, "We need to build a firewall now."
I actually like that one better. I think. Yeah, that's cool. That's a little more nail on the head for me. Mm-hmm. I like that. What is your goal?
My goal?
Yeah, if you're not chasing money,
time sense, like a year, 5 years.
Give me your 5 year goal and your 10 year goal.
Okay, so I'm. Right now, I work from home, and the artists, they come over to my house and you know, work. I'm looking to like get an office and expand there. Oh, just cut out for a second.
The worst.
Maybe I've been like...
No, it's that chord. Just okay, finagle with it a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm trying to get an office and for people to come out and have more artists in-house, because right now only two artists are like working with me in-house. So that's something that I want to do. I guess the goal is to expand more. I have other projects in the works that I'm not allowed to talk about, but just like have, you know, just expand, make more cartoons.
It seems like just keep doing what you love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Cause a lot of people are chasing, subscribers, views, money, and it doesn't sound like you're necessarily driven by any of that, which is cool.
That's why I do animation, refreshing. Right?
Yeah.
I always tell people, it's like, yeah, I'm doing YouTube for the money. That's why I spend hundreds of hours in one video and stuff.
That makes sense.
You'd be doing it anyways, though.
Yeah, 100%.
I had a question.
Sorry.
No, it's not, because I don't remember it.
No, I'm just saying
that's okay. We all make mistakes. The important thing is that we learn from them.
Especially or make me. Really good apology videos.
It had to do with money. It had to do with... So this is the second podcast of the day.
Is it the sponsorship time?
Yes, two things. How do you do sponsorship?
Good question. I don't.
No way.
Yeah, I don't do sponsorships.
Why?
Because, okay, so the cocky answer is that I don't want to taint my video.
For sure.
The not cocky answer is that I just don't feel like doing them. I think it's like, as a business, I want to promote myself. You know, I want to sell my merch. Yep. I have no problem pushing my own merch or my own, like, my books, because it's like, this is me. I made this. Yep. Please support the channel and stuff. But to be like, hey guys, check out this website that can make websites for you. It's nothing to do with like my stuff.
Yep.
But you can check it out, or this mobile game or whatever. I don't know. Like, it's I want when people come to my channel for it to be like the odd ones out hub.
Creators. Take notes. Yeah. Take fucking notes. Yeah. That's how you build a brand. Real brand.
Yeah. I do know, like, some people, especially animation, since like they're fighting against the algorithm and like some people get demonetized, like they do rely on sponsorships to, like make a living, which is whatever. But I'm fortunate enough to not need to rely on that. So
yeah.
What about products you, sometimes there's like products that you like really believe in or that you really think your fans would appreciate. Yeah, we're both pretty protective of our shit as well. Both have our own clothing and our own brands of our own. But I think like if somebody comes to me and they have like a cool game or they have something that our fans will really like, you've never had one that kind of spoke to you?
I guess there's like, so I really like Magic the Gathering, which is a card game. Yeah, and I've talked about Magic the Gathering in videos before.
Yeah.
So I guess that I don't really have a problem being like, oh, I like playing Magic the Gathering and here's some fun, quirky things about it. Like, I don't really mind promoting that because I really enjoy the game.
Have you done it? Have they reached out? Or
so that is like, Magic the Gathering is like the one sponsorship that I've been like maybe on. I haven't like gone through with it because I've done a video talking about like board games or tabletop games, and I've talked about Magic the Gathering in that. So I've already, you know, promoted it in a sense, but Magic has reached out to me and they're oh, hey, do you want to promote this? Like this, they have this new game. Well, now I'm promoting it right now. So now it
doesn't. No, don't worry about it.
Magic does not have a new game coming out. He lied. Yeah.
My second question was collabs. Do you collab? 100%. Besides the Mr. Beast.
On animation, collabing is like super easy. Here's like, it's a little tangent, but it'll come back later. Okay. So VidCon London 2019, last year, I was on a panel about collabs, and I think one of your favorite people was on that panel with me. It was KSI.
JJ, okay.
Yeah. we were on a panel about collabing, and everyone was talking about like how like networking and but like with animation, all you have to do is just ask. They say yes. They send an audio clip. They just send an audio clip, and then you animate over it. That's pretty much it.
We've done that a lot with the guy who, I think, put him on the show today, right? With Vantoons TV on Instagram. Shout out Vantoons TV. But if we want something animated, we just send him a file and
like if you were on like my channel, any YouTuber's channel that's not an animated channel, like how do you do it? Does your character show up for a second? He's just like, yo, what's good?
Do you mean how I will you?
Like, it's very easy for any YouTuber, anyone to show up in your video, right? I go in a corner, a closet, I do a voice memo, I send it to you, animate it.
And then,
what about vice versa?
So then if someone wants to be on like, if they want me on their channel, they ask, I say, okay, we're friends. Then I send them a voice clip, I send it to them, and then they animate over it.
That's but animation only?
Yeah, you've never done a real life.
I have a second channel where, you know, if, especially around VidCons or when like all my, you know, internet friends are all under one roof.
Yep.
You know how collabs work. You just, you and someone else, you have like a video planned. They're there. You set up a camera. You just record for an hour and then they leave and then you just splice it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. But for animation, it's mostly just send me audio and then I animate over it.
Got you. I want to come up with an idea.
A story time video?
Yeah, something. You saw the Chotch Tales. Did you watch any of them?
Well, so yeah, that was that. When you came out with them, I was like, huh, interesting idea, Logan. Where did you get the idea to do an animation story time?
I'll actually tell you who I got it from.
Where'd you get it from?
And maybe you, this person got it from you. Because I just recently found out about you.
Mm-hmm. Swoozy?
Yes.
yeah.
He's going to kill me for not.
Adonde. Yeah, his name's Adonde. He's one of the OG people.
So I watched Swoozy's. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is a good idea. And although I'm definitely directly modeling myself after him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's copying. There's a bunch of animated story time.
He's also not the first person to tell animated story time. Mm-hmm. Just like, pretty much every idea, you hear this, every mm-hmm. idea has been done before. Like, nothing's original. I don't know if I believe it, but, like, people say it.
Yeah, no, totally. That's a thing. There's, like, a whole, I guess, community of animated story time people. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the more successful ones.
You really are. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone who is more successful than you animation-wise? Besides that one... Cartoon Family Channel. What are they called?
Bro. Yeah, there's probably some toy channels out there.
That's that I don't even watch. What was it called again? Dude. Remember we had the dude on that told us about it with the little cantaloupe people that walk around and fucking in the sky and shit?
Zach King's kids.
God, the little kids. It's number two after T-Group.
Dude, it's so
after
good.
T-Series. The T, he called T-Series the T-Group. Uh-huh. I mean, technically he's not wrong. Yeah, they're like little watermelons or some shit.
Would you say they're, though, that channel has like a personality?
Cocoa Melon.
Hell no, it's a team of 50 people in a room making songs. And by the way,
74.6 milli.
Nice. Are they the Baby Shark people?
Oh. Oh, there it is right there.
Oh, no, that's an advertisement.
They weren't the Baby. No, they weren't.
No, they were the Johnny Johnny, yes, Papa, open your mouth. Ha ha ha! They were that people, right?
I can't say I know, dude.
You don't catch up on this whatever it's called.
Nah, Coco Melon,
Banana Cartoon 3D Nursery Rhymes.
Listen, Coco Melon, Odd Ones Out's coming for your throat.
Yeah,
Coco Loco.
No, like I said, I'm definitely one of the more successful ones. I don't really keep track of all the toy channels out there. Because I don't watch them.
Would you want to fight Ryan in the ring if you could? Yeah, that's what I thought. Dude, Ryan's got to get his fucking hands dirty soon, dude. This kid's been cleaning up for too long.
I was going to say, Ryan.
Somebody, I mean, how old is he now? He's at least 10, 9. Dude, let's get Ryan's toy time.
Dirty, huh? Let's put him on a treehouse.
He's got helicopter parents or some shit. They won't let him in the fucking ring.
My merch at Hot Topic was like right next to Ryan's merch. I was like, I'm right next to Ryan.
Wait, your merch was at Hot Topic?
Yeah.
That's where I got my nails painted.
Well, you should ask
And I
group.
Picked my nipple piercing.
Such a liar.
I missed that store. Damn,
it's,
dude.
It's still around.
Look at Ryan, dude.
Look at him.
Just not in the ring.
See your next challenger, Logan?
It could be. I know he'd make a lot of money. And honestly, you'd probably fucking win.
Something tells me if I met him in real life, he's like... Like, you go up to him, you're like, yo, what's going on, man? He's like, waiting for my accoutrements. What the fuck are you doing here, you loser, with your shit channel? He's like, I'm waiting for my charcuterie board to come out. Like, if you saw him in a restaurant, rich.
If he emailed you tomorrow and said, can I go on the podcast, would you say yes?
Hell yes. But we don't say no to anyone.
Aw.
We had some real scumbags on this show, bro. I'll tell you what. Cool. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, you can add one more to the scumbag.
Come on. You're awesome. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best success, whatever that means to you, because I know you're going to save your money if you get it. Subscribers, I'm assuming it takes a back seat for whatever you want to do, and hopefully you keep doing what you love, bro.
Thanks.
Major, major success.
Thanks.
Where can they find you on social media?
Just The Odd Ones Out on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and then it's the TikToks out on TikTok.
Let's go.
I love it. James, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. Mm-hmm. We will love you. A lot, and we'll see you next time.
And wear your seatbelt.
Always. A fire truck is actually a water truck. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.